This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Totally forgot that. Kevin, sorry we got to you a little later than I would have liked because I forgot to give Angel your new cellular device number. So that's on me, man. That's on me.
You guys thought I was just going into dark mode for a minute there.
I was like, where is he? And Angel's looking at me, and he's like, I don't know, man. And I was like, what could it be? Oh, that's right. We got to get the new number, the new number, man, that we got to remember. And we'll give it out on the air a little bit later on, Kevin. Kevin Lytle, yes, the Fort Collins, Colorado one. Kevin, do we know anything yet? I kept hearing throughout the week that maybe this would be perhaps the day or maybe tomorrow that we find out about Isaiah Stevens and what his future looks like.
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny that, you know, the little lead-in intro there was Nico Carvacho saying, you know, former CSU basketball player, current pro. We know Isaiah is going to be those two things, but is it going to be now or a year from now that he's a former CSU player? And word is not out yet. He hasn't announced. I think that is coming pretty soon. I would expect a, you know, pretty imminently, and certainly this week. But yeah, it's obviously the biggest, you know, CSU, the transfers they got, you know, really good additions, I think, really important to, you know, next season. But I think by far the biggest decision and impact on next season is Isaiah Stevens.
Well, with everything that you're adding in, with what, you know, all these players, and you've done a great job writing these guys up and giving us kind of a list there, it does kind of feel like if Isaiah comes back, it's almost like a bonus. If I can say that, it almost feels like it because there was a part of me that was preparing myself, just like we did last year with David Roddy, for him to go on, whatever that's going to be, the NBA or whatever. So if he comes back, it kind of does feel like a little bit of a bonus.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, you know, a final significant piece if he does too. You know, if you weren't part of this team next year, I think, you know, you still have a good roster, but you have, you know, some pretty significant question marks. Whereas if he comes back, there, you know, still question marks. There always are in the offseason and, you know, how, you know, new pieces will fit together. But, you know, on paper, it shapes up pretty nice with that group there. And obviously we all know what Isaiah does, and having that, you know, one more year would just be really, really big and, you know, really also ratchet up expectations on the season too.
Well, you talk about the new guys, the transfers, Joel Scott, Neek Clifford out of Colorado, and Javonte Johnson, the New Mexico player. You, right there, it just feels like, man, those guys could be difference makers. And then you add Isaiah in. If he does stay, boy, is that – talk about those expectations. Would that go to, yeah, we expect this team to be dancing again next year?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I always say with that, it's hard to make the NCAA tournament. So it's tough to guarantee it. But that's, you know, that would be a roster that should certainly be the, you know, goal and expectation and a realistic one to aim for. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we saw the injuries and illness and everything last year. Those can derail a season no matter what your roster looks like. You know, but if that group were to be healthy, you know, it would be disappointing if they weren't in the mix come March, you know, to be in that conversation. So, yeah, I think you've made those additions and put those pieces together that it should be a pretty, pretty good season. The schedule looks good too. I mean, St. Mary's is probably top 25. They'll be at Moby. Colorado, I wouldn't be surprised if they're preseason top 25. They'll be at Moby. Obviously we know San Diego State. CSU, I think, will play Creighton in a non-conference neutral site tournament, who's, you know, a really good program. So you have a lot of pieces for, you know, not just the roster, but also the sort of resume opportunities that you need to have for an NCAA tournament. Obviously, you have to win those. You can't just play good teams. You have to beat a few of them. But a lot of pieces seem to be coming together to make it, you know, it should be an exciting season. And, you know, I think excitement heading into the season.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And, Kevin, May 25th of 2022, last year, if when I had you on and we were talking about David Roddy, did you get the sense on that during that time that Roddy was going to go into the NBA draft?
Yeah, that's a great question. It was, man, it was back and forth. I think for everyone involved, you know, in hindsight now, you know, when folks can maybe talk a little more openly, I think even people in the program, sort of every day, it was sort of a different thing. You know, one day it's you know, the word he's getting is that he'll probably get drafted, and, you know, pretty early, and he's going to go. The next is like, you know, maybe he should stay. It was really going back and forth, and I think that truly came to, you know, almost the final minute, you know, not quite that late, but truly a final day's decision. So, I feel like this time last year was really kind of flipping back and forth every day on what I expected. So there really was not a concrete, I truly did not have a feel on which way that one was going to go.
Is that kind of how you feel right now? I mean, is it up in the air? Is it, because you have a lot of great sources. I know you're close with the coaches, and they don't, who knows what they know. What's your sense right now as we talk?
Yeah, I have a different feeling this year than last. I think it leans toward, you know, Isaiah's probably going to come back, you know, would be my kind of educated guess. I'd say he's, he was at the G League Combine, but didn't get to the NBA Combine, which means, you know, he's pretty much certainly not a guy that would be expected to be drafted. He would obviously have either overseas or, you know, maybe G League opportunities, but he'll also, you know, those would be on the table next year as well. So I don't know, the signs to me and sort of rumblings sort of point to me that he'll be back. Again, you never know, a team can swoop in and offer something up kind of late on. But yeah, I think there's at least a decent chance that we see number four in the green again.
Well, I keep trying my tricks, Kevin. You know, Isaiah, of course, we did a show with him this year. He had his show. I was just happy to kind of tag along and be a part of it. But I'll text him and be like, hey, for planning purposes, should we be setting stuff up for next year? And he just won't take the bait, man. He won't. He's a smart guy.
They knows how to play the game, that's for sure. I mean, you can already see the coach in him, too. Like, he can play this stuff close to the vest and, answer politely, but without actually answering anything. But, you know, they definitely knows how to do it all.
Do you think that Isaiah Stevens, you kind of getting a feeling maybe he's coming back. I'm taking a guess. I don't really have a feeling, but yeah, maybe that would be great. Do you think that he will eventually be a guy that gets drafted into the NBA? Only two rounds, so you got to be an elite college player.
Yeah, I mean, I'm torn. You know, the tough thing is, you know, obviously, probably the biggest knock on him is, you know, just size, and, you know, probably most importantly, how that relates to defensive play in the NBA. And the unfortunately, that can't change. He's a guy, though. I mean, shoot, I'm not betting against him. He is a really talented player that can do a lot of things. So even if he doesn't get drafted, I feel like he's got to find a way to get himself on a roster at some point.
Yeah, I think so too. And he's so fun to root for, and so is David Roddy. I mean, he's been a blast to follow. But Roddy just had that. I think we've talked about it a million times, Kevin. Not just his skill set, but his unique build, and that was something I think a lot of teams in the NBA were like that. Who knows? That could be something really great for us. So a lot of those times, you will see teams pay attention to unique-looking guys as far as their build.
Yeah, absolutely. David was, you know, a unicorn in a lot of ways because, you know, he had so many different positions he could be, his versatility. Zay, obviously, is a point guard through and through, which, you know, is a great thing, too, and has all those skills. But just totally different evaluation processes for those two players. Through this whole NBA thing.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Colorado. And, well, we're eager to find out. I mean, what else? I mean, are you hearing any kind of time frame? I mean, is it still this week? Could we hear something today, tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm hoping soon. I mean, I'm hoping today. I would certainly think, you know, this week, at bare minimum. And, you know, frankly, a deadline is, the 31st or less than a week away. So it depends on how you want to define soon, but it's got to be soon. But I think sooner rather than later.
Well, that's what we want to hear, man. I want to get some good news. That would be awesome. And I know Rams fans would just go absolutely nuts because you got to feel like you got something cooking there. Kevin, on the football side of things, you know, just a chance to sit still for a little bit and look at this team. You know, I know we're a few months away still before we can really ramp this discussion back up, but I've just been thinking about that very first game at Canvas Stadium. Was it against Oregon State? And it was so magical. I mean, that place was packed. Do you think that as soon as next year we really start to see that thing get to the point where, I mean, we're filling it up, the success is there, but also there's more of a buy-in from the fans?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I mean, you know, pushing, you know, the sellout wazoo for the first game is, you know, sort of the campaign right now. I think they'll probably be able to do that, especially, I mean, The Athletic was projecting that that's going to be a CBS game, which you know, if that turns out to be true, that would be a lot of eyeballs on CSU. And, you know, the team has been drawing quite well. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but amongst G5 teams, I think CSU was like 10th or something in attendance, and the teams above them all had winning records. So, you know, basically for a G5 team that wasn't winning, CSU was drawing really well. So I think if they start winning, I think you're going to see that grow. And it's a pretty good home slate this year. So I think attendance should be pretty good.
Well, Kevin, I'm not going to ask you yet, but you know, in a few months, I'm going to ask you if the Rams are going to beat the Buffs. So just prepare yourself for that. Okay. I'm not going to do it
Tanner,
like Tanner did in December.
Tanner did that like 15 years ago, so you're way behind.
He did. I think he did. I think it was like 5 years ago. He's like, Kevin, what do you think in 2023 when they play?
2023 game, you know, CU's going to have some big-name toast.
Somebody had commented on your Twitter about ticket sales and, hey, should I go for it? Should I make that purchase? Because the tickets are probably going to be crazy as far as going to that game. And you're kind of the mindset, dude, that one you might want to go to. If you're going to go to one, that might be the one to go to.
Yeah, I mean, that's my, you know, certainly I'm, you know, it's not for me to tell anyone how to spend their money. But as far as, you know, entertainment and intrigue in a specific game, that one is going to be, you know, way up there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one, too. Kevin, appreciate you, man. I'll be looking out at your Twitter to see if you hear anything here in the next few hours, next few days. Who knows? But hopefully we get some news soon.
Definitely. Hopefully soon.
All right, man. Thank you. Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. What will we know? Maybe in a few hours? Maybe tomorrow. I mean, this is a big story in the area, man. This is a big deal. Whether or not Isaiah Stevens is going to come back and play for Colorado State, we'll see. 11:49 the time. We'll take a quick break here. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.